about 16 chooks here. We've got 8 ducks. We've got 2 very cheeky geese. That's up in our fowl area. Run about 30, 40 head of cattle as well. We've got a small flock of sheep, some pigs. It's a pretty nice place to be.
This is a playground, but not as you know it. We're tucked in on the edge of the grounds of Logan Lee State High School, not far from a train line. And here, a mini farm with a big heart is feeding families in nearby suburbs.
So the purpose of the mini farm project is to create a network of charity farms to grow food for people all year round for free.
This is the idea of Nick Steiner that's blooming to life here. Nick decided he wanted to create little farms like this everywhere.
The problem that we have in Australia right now is 1 in 5 households are going hungry. That's like 21%. Mm. And there's not enough food. So our proposition is, let's actually grow the food in a network of farms from Coolangatta to Cairns, from fruit, vegetables, fish, chicken eggs, bush foods and honey that's given every week to our charity partners for free.
He wanted to find something that would fulfill his dream, you could say, of grow your own, feed your own.
Came up with the idea in 2010 and I was watching Hugh Finlay Whittingstall River Cottage as well as Gardening Australia, and I thought, you know what, I want to do something gardening wise and I want to do something a little bit different from my hospitality job, and I thought, let's actually create a charity that actually grows food for people in need.
Part of Nick's aim with the mini farm project is to provide the highest quality produce to charities to make sure people were eating the best food they could get their hands on.
Everything here is harvested on the day that the charity comes and picks it up. So yesterday was harvest day. Our team and the students come down here, they do the harvest, and the charity comes around 11:30 and picks everything up and they distribute it to people in need.
The community spirit around the mini farm extends further than just volunteers too, with locals even sponsoring their own little part of the veggie patch.
In stage one, we have 40 beds and 38 of those are sponsored by the local Logan community. So they're actually the ones growing the food. We become the facilitator. We also sell coffee. And let's say, for example, we sell 20,000 bags. We can fund a 1-acre farm for a year that produces up to about 40,000 meals for people in need.
And this wouldn't be possible without the help of James Lai. He manages the school's farm, over 70 acres, and helps the kids get their hands dirty.
I think the kids realise how lucky they are to have what they have here. We do have quite a lot of land, which allows us to have quite a variety of animals and produce, which other schools may not have. So we do feel pretty lucky to have that, and the kids definitely enjoy it.
And it's ever expanding, from the lettuces and tomatoes, other veggie and fruit crops, to the animals. In fact, there's big plans there.
We don't have any giraffes or anything, so we'll work on that. Have to talk to the principal.
You could say that's a bit of a stretch.